The following is a review of the fixed income principles designed to address the learning outcome statements set forth by the CFA Institute. It is also covered in Fundamentals of Credit Analysis. The first two LOS for this topic review are to describe credit risk and credit-related risks affecting corporate bonds, and to describe default probability and loss severity as components of credit risk. Credit risk is the risk associated with losses stemming from the failure of a borrower to make timely and full payments of interest or principal. Credit risk has two components, default risk and loss severity. Default risk is the probability that a borrower fails to pay interest or repay principal when due. Loss severity, or loss given default, refers to the value a bond investor will lose if the issuer defaults. Loss severity can be stated as a monetary amount or as a percentage of a bond's value, which includes principal and unpaid interest. The expected loss is equal to the default risk multiplied by the loss severity. Expected loss can be likewise stated as a monetary value or as a percentage of a bond's value. The recovery rate is the percentage of a bond's value an investor will receive if the issuer defaults. Loss severity, as a percentage, is equal to 1 minus the recovery rate. Bonds with credit risk trade at higher yields than bonds thought to be free of credit risk. The difference in yield between a credit risky bond and a credit risk-free bond of similar maturity is called its yield spread. For example, if a 5-year corporate bond is trading at a spread of plus 250 basis points to treasuries and the yield on 5-year treasury notes is 4.0%, the yield on the corporate bond is 4.0% plus 2.5%, which equals 6.5%. Bond prices are inversely related to spreads. A wider spread implies a lower bond price and a narrower spread implies a higher price. The size of the spread reflects the creditworthiness of the issuer and the liquidity of the market for its bonds. Spread risk is the possibility that a bond's spread will widen due to one or both of these factors. Credit migration risk or downgrade risk is the possibility that spreads will increase because the issuer has become less creditworthy. As we will learn later in this topic review, credit rating agencies assign ratings to bonds and issuers and may upgrade or downgrade these ratings over time. Market liquidity risk is the risk of receiving less than market value when selling a bond and is reflected in the size of the bid-ask spreads. Market liquidity risk is greater for the bonds of less creditworthy issuers and for the bonds of smaller issuers with relatively little publicly traded debt. The next LOS is to describe seniority rankings of corporate debt and explain the potential violation of the priority of claims in a bankruptcy proceeding. Each category of debt from the same issuer is ranked according to a priority of claims in the event of a default. A bond's priority of claims to the issuer's assets and cash flows is referred to as its seniority ranking. Debt can be either secured debt or unsecured debt. Secured debt is backed by collateral, while unsecured debt or debentures represent a general claim to the issuer's assets and cash flows. Secured debt has higher priority of claims than unsecured debt. Secured debt can be further distinguished as first lien or first mortgage, senior secured, or junior secured debt. Unsecured debt is further divided into senior, junior, and subordinated gradations. The highest rank of unsecured debt is senior unsecured. Subordinated debt ranks below other unsecured debt. The general seniority rankings for debt repayment priority are the following: first lien or first mortgage, senior secured debt, junior secured debt, senior unsecured debt, senior subordinated debt, and junior subordinated debt. All debt within the same category is said to rank pari passu, or have same priority of claims. All senior secured debt holders, for example, are treated alike in a corporate bankruptcy. Recovery rates are highest for debt with the highest priority of claims and decrease with each lower rank of seniority. The lower the seniority ranking of a bond, the higher its credit risk. Investors require a higher yield to accept a lower seniority ranking. In the event of a default or reorganization, senior lenders have claims on the assets before junior lenders and equity holders. A strict priority of claims, however, is not always applied in practice. Although, in theory, the priority of claims is absolute, in many cases, lower priority debt holders and even equity investors may get paid even if senior debt holders are not paid in full. Bankruptcies can be costly and take a long time to settle. During bankruptcy proceedings, the value of a company's assets could deteriorate due to loss of customers and key employees while legal expenses mount. A bankruptcy reorganization plan is confirmed by a vote among all classes of investors with less than 100% recovery rate. To avoid unnecessary delays, negotiation and compromise among various claim holders may result in a reorganization plan that does not strictly conform to the original priority of claims. By such a vote or by order of the bankruptcy court, the final plan may differ from absolute priority. The next LOS asks us to distinguish between corporate issuer credit ratings and issue credit ratings, and describe the rating agency practice of notching. Credit rating agencies assign ratings to categories of bonds with similar credit risk. Rating agencies rate both the issuer and the debt issues, or the bonds themselves. Issuer credit ratings are called corporate family ratings, or CFR, while issue-specific ratings are called corporate credit ratings, or CCR. Issuer ratings are based on the overall creditworthiness of the company. Issuers are rated on their senior unsecured debt. Standard & Poor's, Moody's, and Fitch are three of the major credit rating agencies. Each assigns ratings on a scale. AAA is the highest rating. Bonds with ratings of Baa3 or BBB- or higher are considered investment grade. Bonds rated Ba1 or BB+ or lower are considered non-investment grade and are often called high-yield bonds or junk bonds. Bonds in default are rated D by Standard & Poor's and Fitch and are included in Moody's lowest rating category, C. When a company defaults on one of its several outstanding bonds, provisions in bond indentures may trigger default on the remaining issues as well. Such a provision is called a cross-default provision. A borrower can have multiple debt issues that vary not only by maturities and coupons, but also by credit rating. Issue credit ratings depend on the seniority of a bond issue and its covenants. Notching is the practice by rating agencies of assigning different ratings to bonds of the same issuer. Notching is based on several factors, including seniority of the bonds and its impact on potential loss severity. An example of a factor that rating agencies consider when notching an issue credit rating is structural subordination. In a holding company structure, both the parent company and the subsidiaries may have outstanding debt. A subsidiary's debt covenants may restrict the transfer of cash or assets upstream to the parent company before the subsidiary's debt is serviced. In such a case, even though the parent company's bonds are not junior to the subsidiary's bonds, the subsidiary's bonds have a priority claim to the subsidiary's cash flows. Thus, the parent company's bonds are effectively subordinated to the subsidiary's bonds. Notching is less common for highly rated issuers than for lower rated issuers. For lower rated issuers, higher default risk leads to significant differences between recovery rates of debt with different seniority, leading to more notching. The next LOS asks us to explain risks in relying on ratings from credit rating agencies. Relying on ratings from credit rating agencies has some risks. Credit ratings are dynamic, changing over time. Rating agencies may update their default risk assessments during the life of a bond. Higher credit ratings tend to be more stable than lower credit ratings. Rating agencies are not perfect. Mistakes occur from time to time. For example, subprime mortgage securities were assigned much higher ratings than they deserved. Risks that are specific to a company or industry are difficult to predict and incorporate into credit ratings. Litigation risk to tobacco companies is one example. Events that are difficult to anticipate, such as natural disasters, acquisitions, and equity buybacks using debt, are not easily captured in credit ratings. Market prices and credit spreads change much faster than credit ratings. Additionally, two bonds with the same rating can trade at different yields. Market prices reflect expected losses, while credit ratings only assess default risk.